أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. الحمد لله الذي جعل الحمد مفتاحا لذكره وسببا للمزيد من فضله ودليلا على آلائه وعظمته، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، الرسول المصدد المصطفى الأمجد أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم. صدق الله علي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, I give my congratulations to each and every one of you on this very auspicious occasion that we have come to celebrate, and that is the birthday of the second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi afdhalu salatu wa salam. As you know, that tonight is the eve of the 15th of Ramadan. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi afdhalu salatu wasalam, he was born on this night, on the second year of the Hijrah of the Prophet from Mecca to Medina. He's the first of the children of Imam Ali alayhi afdhalu salatu wasalam and Fatima Zahra salam alayha. And this is very important point. All of these historical facts, that the time that the Imams were born, the circumstances around their times, are all important facts. However, what is more important for us on such nights and when we celebrate such events is to understand the life of the Imams, understand their position and the role that they played in history, so that we may learn from their lives to guide us in the particular time that we're in. Imam Ali alayhi afdhalu salam, in Nahjul Balagha, he states that he has read the narrations and the histories of all of those individuals who have come before him. And he has done so that he will gain their experience. So inshallah, in this talk about Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, we want to do the same thing, at least gain something from the life of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi afdhalu salam that we can use in our time, and particularly with regards to the Imam of our time, Imam al-Hujja ajjal al-Faraj al-Sharif. And as I was studying the life of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, there was something that stood out for me, and that was a number of sermons of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. Three sermons at three different times. But these sermons are quite well connected. Not only are they well connected, but they give us insight on how we today should be with our Imam. Or at least how our position should be. Because as we know that, in general, that the life of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and his imamat, or when he was given the khilafat after Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi afdhalu salam, that period in which he was the khalifa, which he had political authority, was very short-lived. However, his imamate was always standing. It was always there. So these three sermons, we see that one of the sermons, as I will mention it, is pre-allegiance, before the bay'ah, before the ummah made bay'ah to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. The second sermon is roughly around the same time or coinciding with the time of the bay'ah of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam. The third sermon comes after the bay'ah was made to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. And they provide for us an interesting scenario, an interesting connection that we can use today. In the pre-allegiance sermon, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, he gave this sermon because Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam had encouraged him to go for it and to give the sermon. He said, the people of Kufa, Ahlul Kufa, يَقُولُ فِيكَ شَيْئًا أَكْرَحُهُ. He says, the people of Kufa, they're saying something which I dislike. And the people of Kufa, what they were saying is that the Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, they said the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, that's how they called him, Ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. He says, he has not established al-Hujjah. He has not established proof. لا يقوم بحجة. So they were at a time, or at least they were trying to cast a doubt that he would be the rightful leader after Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. So Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, and he called Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba Yabna Rasulullah. Even look at the language that the father of Imam Hassan is using for his son. He calls him not by my son, Ya Bunay, O my son, but he calls him, O son of Rasulullah, Yabna Rasulullah. And this is something that was recorded, and it's the words of the Imams are precise. He wanted this to be recorded, that the father of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba is calling him that he is the son of Rasulullah. Yabn Rasulullah, qum. That go for it and speak for the people. Establish for them a proof whereby there is no doubt left in anyone's mind that you are the Imam after me. And of course, with much respect, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, he stated that in your presence, I will not speak. So Imam Ali, he says, I will leave, I will go. So Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam, he left, or he went into the crowd as if he was leaving, but it said that he went into the crowd and he covered himself so that it would not appear that he was there. And then Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, he went and he gave a sermon. He says, and when he gave that sermon, the people began to cry. They realized from the words of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba that yes, this is the son of Rasulullah. This individual is in the lineage of the Prophet. And one of the verses that he recited in that sermon is the one that I begin with. Verse 33 and 34 of Surah Ali Imran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, he has selected Adam and Nuh, and the family of Ibrahim, and the family of Imran, alil alameen, above everyone in this world, dhurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd, and they are offspring one from another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is hearing and all-knowing. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, in this particular sermon, he is establishing the walaya of Ahlul Bayt. The walaya with a fatah, walaya, meaning the spiritual authority of Ahlul Bayt, that their walaya, their authority comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not simply because of their blood relations to the Prophet. And he gives the best of examples for this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, as he states in the Quran, as, again, those who are following the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, even as Christians, even as Jews, they know that the prophethood at times were in the lineage. That you had Noah, you had the children of Noah, some who were prophets. Some of the children of Adam were prophets. Ibrahim, the children of Ibrahim. Ya'qub, they were prophets. The children of Ya'qub, they were prophets. But their prophethood and their authority was not based upon their blood lineage. It was based upon their spiritual capacity to lead and their understanding of that message, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected them to deliver the message. So likewise, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, in that sermon, the pre-allegiance sermon, he is removing all doubts that my authority is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yes, I'm connected to this household of the Prophet. For in that sermon, he also states that he is from the household of the Prophet, that he is from the Shajaratun Nabuwa, that the Ali Ibrahim, that among the Ali Ibrahim is Rasulullah, and from among the Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, today is a day of celebration, and if we give salawat, we should give good salawats. We should not give salawats that we are like we're in mourning. Now, I know that perhaps we are hungry because we're in Ramadan. We haven't made iftar yet. But our salawat should be good salawats. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba is removing all doubts about his authority. And it's proven for people. Once again, because of course, in the time of the Prophet, his authority was proven that the Imam, that the Prophet, he stated that Imam, he said, Al-Hasan Hussein, Imaman, Qa'iman wa Qa'idan, that they are both Imams, they are both leaders of this Ummah, whether they are rising or whether they are sitting. But Imam Hassan, again, he proves this Imamat. Because doubt was setting in. In the second sermon that we came across, or actually before we go to that, just to relate this particular event to our particular time, that we see even with regards to Imam al-Hujjah alayhi afla salatu wasalam, ajjal al-farj al-sharif, that unfortunately some try to even cast doubt on the Imam. When the proof of the last Imam has been established, not only by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also by the Imam himself, before the Ghaybatul Sughra, before the minor occultation, and then also even in the major occultation, we see that the Imam has proven his walaya. Although we don't have much time, just to mention briefly, as some of the ulama in the time of the major occultation and other individuals, they have seen the Imam. Not to the point that they can claim any type of representation, a specific representation of the Imam, like there was specific representation of the Imam during the minor occultation, but many have been guided even in the major occultation of the Imam. So time and time again, the Imam, he proves his walaya. The second sermon of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, which was back, basically, it caught my eye as I was going through these sermons of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, looking at his life, trying to understand that what can we benefit from his life that will help us, again, to connect to the Imam of our time. In the second sermon that Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba he gave, this was after the martyrdom of Emir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam, And perhaps just before the believers, they gave bay'ah to Imam Hassan Mujtaba. And inshallah, in this year, in this blessed month of Ramadan, we will commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. But tonight is a night of celebration, so our focus is on Imam Hassan Mujtaba. After the martyrdom of Imam Ali, it stated that Imam Hassan Mujtaba, he ascended upon the minbar, and it stated that he sat for a second. Of course, perhaps out of sadness that his father was martyred, and then he began to deliver his sermon. And in this particular sermon, this amazing sermon, actually, the entire speech can be just on this sermon. And actually, to do justice to that speech of Imam Hassan Mujtaba, it would take an entire speech. But I just want to take a part of it so that we can benefit. In this speech, Imam Hassan Mujtaba, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he gives his salutations upon the Prophet and the household of the Prophet. And then he states, فَتَجَلَّ لِخَلْقِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes himself evident for his creation. فَتَجَلَّ لِخَلْقِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَكُونَ يُرَى وَهُوَ بِالْمَنْذَرِ الْأَعْلَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes himself evident for his creation without being seen. And he is in the highest of stations. اِحْتَجَبَ بِنُورِهِ وَسَمَى بِعَلُوِّهِ. And he has covered himself with his illumination, with his radiance, with his light. وَسَمَى فِي عَلُوِّهِ. And he has exalted himself in a high place. He has exalted himself with high status. فَاسْتَتَرَ عَنِ خَلْقِهِ وَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ. And then he has covered himself, but yet he has sent forth to them a witness. Someone who will witness over them, be a witness over them. Who will bear witness either in their favor or bear witness against them. Of course, this will be the Prophet and Imams, but before I get to this point, a very technical point about this particular sermon of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam. That when you read this particular sermon and you look and you observe the sermons of the Prophet and Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, it is amazing that how this particular sermon of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, it resembles this, one of the sermons, the beginning of the sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, in certain places, we see that there's a great similarity. At times, using the same types of phrases, same type of wording, at times, different wordings, to give a very particular signature of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. On one hand, this shows that Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, that his education and his teachings was in the household of Rasulullah. Because in this particular sermon, in the way it begins, we find a similar sermon from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, in Nahju Balaga, that begins in a similar manner, but at the same time, it has its own particular signature. And just, well, like I said, to do justice to this, I'm speaking in very linguistic terms, to decipher this linguistic connection between the sermon of the Prophet, the sermon of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and the sermon of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, it actually deserves its own speech, its own sermon. But I just want to point this out, again, to emphasize this point, that what one of the things that Imam Hassan Mujtaba he is doing in this speech is that he is establishing that connection. Not only is this connection through the lineage, but even through education, through understanding, through comprehension of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from his creation. Because the very particular signature that Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba he gives also to his sermon is that when he states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ba'atha ilayhim shaheedan. This is what we do not find in the sermon of Rasulullah. We don't find this particular point in the sermon of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Although before that there's a great deal of similarity. But then the personal signature of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, he says, وَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has not only made himself evident to his creation, but through that evidence, where Imam Ali, he says, he made himself, Allah made himself evident to his creation through his book. But Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, he doesn't mention this. He said, Allah has made himself evident, and he has veiled himself in his radiance, and then he has sent forth someone to bear witness over this creation. وَبَعَثَ فِيهِمْ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. And these individuals who will bear witness will be those who are the prophets. Will be the prophets, those who will give good tidings to mankind, those who will, again, warn mankind. And of course, all those who are within that lineage of the Prophet, which Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, he emphasizes later on in this particular sermon. After he says that they will be, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent an-nabiyyin, mubashirin wa mundhirin, the prophets who will give good tidings, who will give warnings, of course, inspired by the Quran itself, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 213, Immediately after this, he brings another inspiration from the Qur'an, from Surah Al-Anfal, which is chapter 8, verse 42. He says, لِيَحْلِكَ. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the prophets to give good tidings and to warn mankind? لِيَحْلِكَ مَنْ حَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ وَيَحْيَ مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has given, or he sent a witness, the prophets, as warners, as givers of good tidings, so that whosoever is finished or is destroyed, yahlika, whoever destroys himself, he destroys himself and his akhirah, his hereafter, an bayyinatin, meaning that all the proof was there for you. That your intellect should have been working. And this is one of the things that Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, although we did not take the whole sermon, because it's too much to take the whole sermon in this particular speech, but he begins this particular sermon, he says, اِعْقِلُوا دِينَ اللَّهِ. He says, think, reflect, contemplate the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contemplate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent forth to you. So he sent these prophets so that there will be proof either in your favor or proof against you. وَيَحْيَا مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ. Meaning, and those who live, they live by that proof. Or those who have refused to take that proof and they've destroyed the akhirah, they have destroyed themselves, again, by that proof. Then Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, he continues, and he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahsan al-khilafa alayna ahl al-bayt. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise be to him, that he has perfected the khilafa, the governance and leadership and authority, the wilaya of ahl al-bayt with kasra, the wilaya, governance of ahl al-bayt in us. In Amir al-Mu'mineen, in Hassan ibn Ali, in Hussein ibn Ali, until Imam Zaman, alayhi ma'afu salatu wa salam. And of course, he narrates one of the very well-known hadith of the Prophet, which is in the sources of all Muslims, that there will be 12 leaders from the ummah of Rasulullah. There will be 12 leaders from the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this particular sermon, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, again, he removes all doubts And this is right before the bay'ah, after the martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi wa salatu wa salam. And based upon this, the Imam, he takes bay'ah. That now there is no doubt, or at least there should be no doubt. And then we give bay'ah to the Imam. And we find the same pattern in Imam al-Hujjah. That before the greater occultation, again, the Imam, he establishes his wilayah. The Imam, he gives evidence and he leaves behind proofs so that there's no doubt. And then based on this, many of us, we go forth, we read Dua'i Ahd. In Dua'i Ahd, we give our bayah to the Imam of our time, Ajla Farj al-Sharif. At least with this hope, or at least with this understanding, it should be that we have no doubt in the Imam. And that our allegiance should be with the Imam, that our guidance should be taken from the Imam and on the path of the Imam. Which brings us to the third sermon of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. That once the doubt is removed and at least there's a certain expectation, there's a certain level of reaction or connection that the ummah should find with the Imam and with the appropriate leadership, as Imam he says, wa ahsanallahu al-khilafa alayna. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's perfected this khilafah in us and with us and through the guidance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salat wa salam. In the third sermon of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, after he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives his salutations upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And he receives the bay'ah from a number of the individuals of the ummah, that they declare their bay'ah, not only understanding that the Imam has walaya, but he also has wilaya, that he has governance, as well as authority in the spiritual guidance of the ummah. He takes the bay'ah and then he states, أُحَذِّرُكُمُ الْإِسْغَاءِ لِهُتَافِ الشَّيْطَانِ. That I warn you that of becoming inclined to the voices of Shaitan, to the whispers of Shaitan, the whispers of the Satan, those whispers that will take you off of the path of the wilayah of Ahlul Bayt, that will take you off the path of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَتَكُونَ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ. And if you do so, if you listen to those whispers, then you will become the awliya of Shaitan. It's as if the Imam, he knew and he understood that what will happen after he received the bay'ah. Because he continues in the sermon, after he warns the people, he says, I warn you from listening to Shaitan, from obeying your desires and your low whims, for going after dunya. He says that, for if you do so, he will cause you to raise your swords against one another and to go against one another. And of course, this, again, to maintain the unity of the ummah, because this is what happened, that the doubts begin to resurface and they begin to be very strong political games during the time of Imam Hassan. But in order to unite the ummah, he made his peace treaty with Muawiyah. To keep the ummah united, to keep the ummah from breaking apart. So although his khilafah did not remain established, his walaya remained established. Although the governance did not remain intact, but his walaya and his authority remained intact. Which again, the wisdom of that walaya led the imam to make the peace treaty to maintain unity. And as the imam, he stated, and subhanAllah, in this particular sermon, as he warns everyone against breaking apart, against fighting one another, he says, لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا. It's almost even as he's talking about the walayat, his own walayat, that when they gave bay'ah, he says, لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. That even that walayat and that bay'ah to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, it coincides with this ayah, that no soul has benefited from its faith unless it has believed from beforehand. Meaning that those individuals who understood the walayat of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba from the time of Rasulullah. And we find individuals like this, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, to name one of them. Muslim ibn Aqil, to name another. That even before the imam, he came forth for bay'ah, they believed. They understood that the authority went from the Prophet to Imam Ali, to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. He says, but if that soul has not had faith from before, أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا, or even if they did not understand it from that time, but during the time that Imam, he established a hujjah, that they went forth truthfully, seeking what was right, كسبت في إيمانها خيرا, that they would have gained something that would benefit their faith and benefit their soul. And we see that only those individuals remained with Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba who gave bay'ah based on these two principles. That either from before they believe, or as the imam establishes hujjah, they examined it, they accepted it wholeheartedly. And they remained on the walayat of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. And the same thing applies for us today, that yes, we ask for the faraj, the hasten reappearance of Imam al-Zaman. We ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send him soon. We make dua ahd, giving our bay'ah to Imam Zaman, Ajla Faraju Sharif. But what is important is that as we see in the history of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, that either our iman must be firm and settled from before, that when the imam he reappears, that we do not go back into doubt if we had any doubt, or that our iman does not swerve at all. Because unlike the time of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, what the walayat required at that time to maintain unity in the ummah is that the imam, he offered peace treaty. That I will step back from the khilafah, from the wilayah, from governance. But when the imam, he appears, that he will establish the governance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the entire earth. At that time, we will understand the limitations of the peace treaty. That the peace treaty of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba was for that time. So this is our lesson that we should learn from Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, from the life of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, that our bay'ah, our allegiance, our acceptance, and our following of the imam of our time should not be like those individuals who during the time of Hassan Mujtaba, that they accepted the walayat, but then they turned back. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes us firm in our faith, that He makes us firm upon the walayat of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And that he hastens the reappearance of Imam Zaman, makes us all from his helpers and his companions, and those who will sacrifice our lives for him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hajjati ibn al-Hasan, salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi, fi hadhihi sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'a, waliyan wa hafidha wa qa'idan wa nasira wa dalilan wa aina hatta tuskinahu ardaka taw'a wa tumatta'ahu fiha tawila bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.